This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 14th of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies and warm temperatures. From Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, sunny and inviting weather prevails, ideal for those outdoors. In Haifa, slightly cooler but still pleasant. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to JNS, earlier today the IDF killed the Hamas terrorist involved in the October 7 attack on Nahal Oz. Hamza Sharabasi and another Nukba gunman died in last week's strike. Also, Walla reports that the war in Yemen has created severe pollution, with cancer rates skyrocketing. More than a decade of fighting has devastated infrastructure and the environment. Also this hour, Mariv shares insights from Professor Uzi Rabi on Lebanon's situation. He warns against discussing Hezbollah in terms of resolution, emphasizing Lebanon's survival strategies. Separately, I-24 News covers the ongoing Israel-Lebanon talks. The goal is peace, as if there's no Hezbollah, while fighting Hezbollah as if there's no peace. And finally, a controversial claim against Israel is gaining traction. Forward reports on a disputed allegation that Israel trains dogs to rape Palestinian prisoners. This follows a cancelled university speaker. Reaction has been swift on social media. Rachel Moisel, a commentator, posted just minutes ago questioning comparisons between Israel and Russia. She emphasizes Russia's invasion of Ukraine and Hamas's actions against Israel. OSINT 613, an intelligence analyst, noted new satellite imagery. Two Russian Bore-class submarines, now at Kamchatka, are covered with anti-drone netting. From X, Visegrad 24 reports a significant shift in U.S. military deployments. The Pentagon halted the transfer of an armored brigade to Poland, affecting troop movements and operational plans. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operation, JNS reports that Hamza Sharabasi played a key role in the Nahal Oz attack. His death comes after a targeted strike aimed at dismantling Hamas operations. This underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to neutralize threats from Gaza. Turning to Yemen, the environmental crisis exacerbated by war is alarming. Walla highlights how conflict has led to pollution and rising cancer rates. The humanitarian impact is severe, with long-term health implications for civilians. Meanwhile, Professor Uzi Rabi's insights on Lebanon, shared by Mariv, stress caution. Lebanon faces internal challenges, and mentioning Hezbollah in terms of resolution could destabilize further. The region's stability remains fragile. The Israel-Lebanon talks, covered by I-24 News, aim for peace despite Hezbollah's presence. These negotiations are crucial for regional diplomacy. The dual approach reflects the complexity of achieving lasting peace. And regarding the controversial claim against Israel, Forward reports its spread to mainstream media. This highlights the challenges Israel faces in combating misinformation and its potential diplomatic fallout. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports Israel's defense ministry signed a $34 million deal with Elbit. This will extend the F-35's range, using a new fuel tank system, enhancing air capabilities. Separately, Mariv Business Notes, Bezeq's financial results. Efficiency processes and layoffs led to a profit increase, prompting calls to abolish structural separation for customer benefit. And finally, CTech highlights Monday's surprise stock surge. An Israeli software company showed strong quarterly results with improved profitability and customer retention. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.